1045 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Texas Governor Abbott signing into law a measure giving police the power to make arrests of people crossing the border from Mexico illegally and judges' authority to sentence repeat offenders to prison.
Joe Biden's deliberate inaction has decimated America.
The law being challenged by the ACLU, the U.S. and other nations creating a new force to protect commercial ships in the Red Sea that have come under attack by drones and ballistic missiles fired from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen, says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Three elderly Israeli men among the hostages of Hamas pleading for their release in a new video released by Hamas, a daughter of one of them.
They lost weight and seem to be weak.
Gasoline prices going down some more in the past weeks, as the Energy Department, in many states, under $3 a gallon. This is ABC News. Four people have died. More than 500,000 people are still without power after a storm pushed up the eastern seaboard into Maine. ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano.
Powerful storms pummeling the Northeast, knocking out power for hundreds of thousands. Massive trees flattening cars around Boston and punching holes into homes. Boston Logan Airport issuing a ground stop for hours due to the high winds as delays and cancellations piled up.
North Korea's tested missiles again, including an intercontinental ballistic missile shot into the sea. Pyongyang responding to what it sees as U.S. and South Korean moves to boost their nuclear deterrence plans. South Korea's president ordering an immediate and overwhelming response to any provocations by North Korea on South Korean territory. Just weeks after Walmart removed checkout kiosks from several stores, Target says it will limit the number of items customers can self-scan to 10 in order to reduce wait times. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
We here at WBZH The Buzz have partnered with the Hayward Chamber of Commerce to remind you to shop local this holiday season. Small local businesses are the lifeblood of the community, and preserving them is key to preserving those things we most enjoy about the Northwoods. Small businesses are the first in local employment and charitable giving, and shopping local is the best way to stimulate a small town economy. The Hayward Chamber of Commerce and WBZH The Buzz are especially thankful to those who choose local small businesses first this holiday season.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Even Republican women, when they walk into that booth, that reversal of RVW is going to walk in with them, because that cuts to the very essence of what a woman is and what she can be and what she can decide. To speak in Wisconsin terminology, the reversal of Roe v. Wade is the right bower for Democrats. That's a Euchre reference.
That is spot on. You nailed it, John Roach, once again.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The first fake Trump elector is speaking publicly about efforts to overturn Joe Biden's victory in Wisconsin 3 years ago. Andrew Hitt tells WISN-TV's Up Front the Trump campaign lied and said the documents were a backup plan in case the courts declared Trump the winner.
We were tricked. We weren't made aware of any ulterior motive or scheme, and we wouldn't have gone along with it had we been told about it.
Hitt is now cooperating with federal investigators. COVID-19 cases are trending up in Wisconsin. 403 people were in the hospital at last word, and 46 of them were in the ICU. State health officials say only 12% of eligible adults in Wisconsin have had the latest COVID vaccine. RSV and flu cases are up, too. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks basketball on tap. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks homestand continues with two more games. They host the Spurs tomorrow night, then the Orlando Magic on Thursday. Milwaukee with a four-game winning streak. NFL, the Packers lost 34-20 to Tampa Bay. Quarterback Baker Mayfield had played at Lambeau Field with two other teams, the Browns and the Rams, and in his third consecutive trip to Green Bay, he finally got a win with the Buccaneers.
Third time's a charm, that's for sure. Our team was really prepared to come in here, mentality to come in here with one job in mind,
and just find a way to win.
Mayfield threw four touchdowns, 381 yards through the air, and a perfect quarterback rating of 158.3. I spoke to his favorite target, Chris Godwin, who had 10 catches for 155 yards.
Like I said, we got a lot of grit on this team.
Is it just me, or somewhere about 20 yards downfield off tackle, there's a spot with your name on it?
Yeah.
What was going on today?
I don't know.
That's Buccaneers wide receiver Chris Godwin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight, lows into the single digits. More sunshine than clouds with a little less wind for tomorrow, highs in the low 30s. Sunshine's back and warming up to the mid-30s on Wednesday. Clouds return Thursday, high upper 30s with a slight chance of rain. Currently, we're at 8.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight. Thanks for joining me on this Monday night as we creep ever closer to Christmas here in Wisconsin. And is there a better place to be for Christmas than Wisconsin? I mean, even though we don't have snow, the weather's pretty mild for the most part, except today. It's just a great, you got pine trees, you got crisp air, lakes. It's beautiful. Wisconsin is right, Christmas is right around the corner here in Wisconsin. So the last Monday before Christmas, so this is, you could say this is the most joyous Monday of the year because Christmas looms. So I'm excited. We have a great show for you tonight. Conrad and I are going to do our best to chase away a case of the Mondays. And I can say that because we had a guest last week who was in the movie Office Space. So I can use the phrase case of the Mondays and hopefully not be chastised. Richard Reilly was with us, and tonight we have a really kind of a jam-packed show. We've got Brandon Jones, a filmmaker from Milwaukee, will join me. He made a 10-minute video about Giannis. Today is the 10th anniversary of the first game Giannis started for the Bucks, and Brandon does a lot of work with the Bucks. He's a really talented filmmaker. He'll be here at 9 o'clock to talk about it. And then after that, I will welcome Greg Schwemm, a nationally syndicated columnist. He wrote a great article about the holidays that I will share with you. And Greg and I will discuss his article and how he got to be where he is and the holidays. That'll be fun. And I think we're going to have a surprise guest at 8:30 because there's a few things we got to sort out here. And I'll get to that. And it involves George Clooney. But first, I want to say that this is kind of cool. Jerry Seinfeld played in Milwaukee this past weekend, and he was seen eating at an Indian restaurant called India Garden in Wauwatosa. Somebody snapped a picture, and it made the rounds, mostly through Southeast Wisconsin, on Facebook pages, on the restaurant's Facebook pages, of Jerry eating at this restaurant. So tomorrow, it's going to be really fun. I'm going to have the owner of India Garden here, Charanjeet Bola, is going to join me, and we're going to find out what Jerry ordered. So you're not going to want to miss that. That's tomorrow night. I don't know if you like Indian food. I love it. And I can't. I think it was Lisa Simpson who said, sometimes it's so spicy, you can see through time. But it's delicious. You like Indian food, Conrad?
I do. Yeah. I do.
What's your favorite dish? Do you have one or you just kind of play the field?
I definitely, you know, I think it would be curry, something with curry.
Curry, yeah. Well, that's a good bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, I'm with you. I love it. So maybe you and I can go out to Indian food one night.
That's an idea.
Yeah. We'll find out where Jerry went. We'll go there and we'll order the Seinfeld special. So that'll be fun. Tomorrow night, Charanjeet Bola will be here and we'll talk about Jerry and what he felt like when Jerry Seinfeld, who is the co-creator of one of my favorite sitcoms ever, Seinfeld, what he ate while he was there. That'll be fun. So there are some birthdays too, some really cool celebrity birthdays. And whenever I see which celebrity has a birthday, it always kind of gets my wheels turning about what movies we can talk about, you know, and what they've done and, you know, how their careers came to be. I think that is fascinating. And tonight, Brad Pitt turns 60. That guy is 60, and I can't believe it. So, Brad Pitt, happy birthday. We'll hear it. We're going to hear some audio from my personal favorite Brad Pitt movie ever, and it's one I seriously doubt you could guess what it is, but we're going to play that in a little bit. Keith Richards turns 80 today. His blood is probably only 20. I think he's had several transfusions. Ray Liotta is deceased, but it is his birthday as well. Katie Holmes turns 45, and Steven Spielberg turns 77. He's really coming into his own as a filmmaker. So we might watch a little bit of their, or hear a little bit of their stuff as the show goes on. And tonight's question, do you send Christmas cards out? Or are they a thing of the past? I'll be honest, I don't do it anymore. I think my wife and I did it once. Not once. We stopped, I would say. The last time we did it, my son was probably 9 and my daughter was like 4 or 5. And the time and energy that goes into Christmas cards is like, it's like a week of your life and somehow you spend 12 grand just to get Christmas cards. And tracking down addresses, you know, and I've never been one of those people when someone sends me a Christmas card, I go and enter all their contact info. I just don't do it. I look at the pictures and I toss it and I think about them for a few minutes, which is nice. But I couldn't get into the Christmas card thing myself. So that's the question. Do you send Christmas cards out or are they a thing of the past? Text us and let us know. 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Or you can text right in on the Civic Media app. If you have the Civic Media app, text us. There's a little button right at the bottom. It's so easy. And if you don't have it, you should have it because it's a really easy to use app. And I'm not just saying that. I would just say that if it weren't true, but it is true. So I'm saying it. And now I know you don't know what to believe, but trust me, download it. And if you're dissatisfied, it's free. And it's free anyway. So you can't, it's a no lose situation. So cool birthdays today. And okay, so George Clooney made news today. He says there is not, there are not enough drugs in the world to get him to play Batman again. He told this to Entertainment Tonight. He is not interested. Are people clamoring for George Clooney to revise his role as Batman? I think we all remember that's the Batman with nipples. The Batsuit had nipples. Did you see that movie, Conrad?
Yeah.
Batman and Robin? I think easily the worst Batman movie ever made. It got, on Rotten Tomatoes, I looked this up today because I was curious. I remember it got horrid reviews, 11% good reviews. And sometimes, like, when there's a blockbuster or what they hope to be a blockbuster about an iconic character like Batman, the movie is kind of a stinker, and it gets about 20% maybe from critics. But sometimes the audience members still rally around, and it gets, like, 70% approval from audience members. George Clooney's Batman got 16% from the audience. 11% critics, 16% from audiences. That is a clunker, man. If you got an iconic character like Batman, big movie star like George Clooney. I think Chris O'Donnell played Robin in the movie. I think Schwarzenegger was in it. Uma Thurman, Joel Schumacher directed. You almost have to try to make that bad. 11% critics, 16% audience. And Clooney says he won't do it again. Well, I mean, duh. That guy can do anything he wants. Why would he want to go back and play Batman? Maybe to right a wrong? I don't know. But not a lot of the Batmans have been great. Or good, even for that matter. The Christopher Nolan Batmans were all good, I think. 1, 2, and 3. And I think the most recent one with Robert Pattinson was pretty good. But I don't know why it needed to be made. It was kind of similar in capturing the spirit as the Christopher Nolan ones. But, you know, whatever, they made it. It was good. So I don't know about this. You know what I would love to do? Conrad, are you there?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm glad you haven't left yet. So Mike Toomey is a Batman expert. We should get him on the phone. Is there a way we could see if he's available? Could you do that like when we go to break or something? I would love to bring Mike in and talk to him about this Batman stuff.
I'll track him down.
All right. That's fantastic. In the meantime, celebrity birthdays. Hey, before you do that, okay, here's what I want to do. It's Brad Pitt's birthday. He turns 60. This is my, I want to play a clip. This is my favorite Brad Pitt scene. And in my opinion, one of his best acting roles. It's basically a cameo. He was already a name at the time, but it's from a movie called True Romance with Christian Slater. James Gandolfini is a character in the film. He comes to the door and Brad Pitt is just there on the couch getting stoned. And Gandolfini is looking, he's the bad guy. And he's looking for Christian Slater's character and Patricia Arquette's character. So let's play that clip, Conrad.
Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
You Dick?
No.
Dick Ritchie?
No, he's not here right now.
You live here?
Yes, I do.
He's sort of roommates?
Exactly, roommates.
Yeah, well, maybe you can help me. I'm looking for a friend of mine. Clarence Worley from Detroit? Traveling with a real pretty girl named Alabama.
Oh, yeah, man, I know them. They've been by here.
You seen them?
Mm-hmm.
They staying here?
No, they're staying at the Safari Motel Inn. Safari Motel.
Safari Motel?
Yeah.
How do you know that? I mean, have you been over there?
No. Well, they were here, and they said that they were going to go there. And they went.
Yeah?
Yeah, Safari Motel.
Safari Motel.
Uh-huh. Hey, you want to watch some TV or something? They might be back here.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, you take care. I might be back.
Yeah, okay, be cool. You condescend me, man. Kill you, man.
Oh, that is gorgeous. That's Brad Pitt in the movie True Romance. Just kind of a cameo and maybe the best stoner, my favorite movie stoner since, Spicoli. I just love it. That was great. Brad Pitt turned 60 today. So we got a few more other birthdays we'll get to. Our question for tonight is, are Christmas cards a thing of the past? Do you still send them out? Let us know. 920-264-0606. Here's a text from 630. No need to send Christmas cards. Waste of money. Time, paper, postage! Exclamation point. If they know me or my family, they already follow me on social media. They know what I'm up to and see pics every other day. Every other day? Wow. That's really impressive. That's actually Andrew from Verona. The 630 threw me. Thank you, Andrew. That's good. Yeah, that's you're very diligent about posting pictures. I am not that diligent, and I don't do the Christmas cards anymore either. I know you can sound like a bah humbugger if you don't do that. I love getting them. I know that's selfish, but I don't know. I just can't bring myself to send them out, you know. But we'll talk about that because Greg Schwemm's going to be here later, and that's what his column is about, is he got a Christmas card from someone. He had no idea who the people were. So we'll talk to Greg about that. And we're trying to track down our Batman expert who's going to get to the bottom of this George Clooney stuff, not wanting to play Batman again. And I think when we get back, we're going to play... I don't know what we'll do, Conrad. We'll figure it out, though. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Everybody's got a hope. Yeah, yeah. I met her in a Kingstown bar. We fell in love and we had to be. We took what we had and we went to the bar.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County Municipal Accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is...
In the breast
Breaking
milk
breast. Breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. We are broadcasting live and statewide from the City Deck Studios at WGBW here in Green Bay. Our question tonight, are Christmas cards a thing of the past? Do you still send them out? I'm curious. I don't. But I will admit, I do look at them and I like looking at them. I'm just lazy. And I don't have $12,000 to send them out. I might be exaggerating there. Here's a text that I got. I love when friends text me personally on the phone, even though I'm reading the station number here. It's 920-264-0606. Let me know. Do you still send out Christmas cards, or are they a thing of the past? This person says, I love sending them out and look forward to it. Sort of indignant there. Kind of coming at me a little bit. Like, they don't even appreciate the question. Like, it shouldn't even be up for debate. Well, I disagree. In just a few minutes, we're trying to get a hold of Mike Toomey. He is our resident Batman expert because we want to get to the bottom of this. George Clooney says he will not play Batman again. There are not enough drugs in the world to get him to play Batman again. Has that happened? Have people been drugged and then, like, someone lifted their arm to sign the contract to play a role? I'm not saying it's never happened, but that's obviously a fear of George Clooney's. He made an appearance in The Flash because he says fans were asking for him to return as Batman. I like George Clooney, but I seriously doubt that. That was a bad movie, Batman and Robin. Says, I thought there was such a clamor for me to come back as Batman, as you know, Clooney said. I actually said, where are my rubber nipples? As they were like, can we do it without the rubber nipples? Yeah, he took some flack for that costume, but it's not like he designed it. He was George Clooney even back then. He could have said, I'm not wearing this costume. But he did. And now he's taking a shot at the wardrobe people. Not cool. We'll see if we can get Mike Toomey on, because I'd like him to weigh in on the George Clooney controversy. In the meantime, it's also Ray Liotta's birthday. And Ray Liotta passed away, unfortunately. He was a great actor. And I think we'll start with, let's go. Ray Liotta would have, I don't even know how old he would have been today. I think would have been in his 60s, late 60s. I can find that out. I have the information superhighway right in front of me. But let's play, Conrad, let's play a Ray Liotta clip. Do we have the Field of Dreams clip? This is where Kevin Costner built the baseball field in his yard in Iowa. And Shoeless Joe Jackson, played by Ray Liotta, shows up loving that he can be on a baseball field again. It's a very sweet scene. Let's play that, Conrad.
Could I come back again?
Yeah. I built this for you.
There are others, you know. There were 8 of us. It really meant a lot to them.
Yeah. Anytime. They're all welcome here.
All right.
We're keeping this field.
That's Kevin Costner and Ray Liotta and Amy Madigan. And, you know, it's a cool scene, but kind of a weird thing to do, right? I mean, I'm just picturing me telling my wife I'm going to go out and make a baseball field in our backyard. And, you know, she might indulge me because that's what you do in marriage. Let each other do stuff you don't always understand. But kind of a weird thing. And then we have another one. Let's play. This is a clip from Goodfellas. It's one of my favorite scenes. This is where he's introducing all the characters at the bar, kind of an iconic scene, famous scene. Ray Liotta kind of describing what he sees in the bar as he enters in Goodfellas.
Me and Tommy and me, and there was Anthony Stabile.
How you doing?
Frankie Carbone.
Wait,
And then there was Mo Black's brother, Fat Andy. And his guys, Frankie the Wop, Freddie No Nose. And then there was Pete the Killer, who was Sally Balls' brother. And you had Nicky Eyes.
What's up, guy?
And Mikey Francesi.
Yeah, I want to see him.
And Jimmy Two Times, who got that nickname because he said everything twice, like...
I'm going to go get the papers, get the papers.
For us, to live any other way was nuts. To us, those goody-good people who work sh** jobs for bum paychecks and took the subway to work every day, worried about their bills, were dead. And they were suckers. They had no balls. If we wanted something, we just took it. If anyone complained twice, they got hit so bad, believe me, they never complained again. It was just all routine, and you didn't even think about it.
That's Ray Liotta from Goodfellas. It's his birthday today. I love how they introduce the characters. There's Mo Black's brother. Like, we don't know who Mo Black is, but we know his brother. And Sally Balls' brother, Pete the Killer. Like, to preface Pete the Killer by saying he's Sally Balls' brother, she must have been a really heavy hitter. That would be my guess. So it's Ray Liotta's birthday today. There's a couple clips. We heard one from Field of Dreams and Goodfellas. Who else we got, Conrad? We got that Katie Holmes clip? I think we have time for that, right?
Yeah, we got it.
Katie Holmes, she turns 45 today. This is a clip from Batman. And this is kind of like, she's kind of like the moral compass with Bruce Wayne right now. And they meet for the first time since he left Gotham City after his parents died and went off to find himself and became this kind of trained killer, or not killer because he's Batman, but he kind of became Batman. And this is the first time that Katie Holmes sees Christian Bale's character, Bruce Wayne. Go ahead, Conrad.
Mitchell?
I'd heard you were back. What are you doing?
Just swimming. Wow, it is good to see you.
You're gone a long time.
I know. How are things?
Same. Job's getting worse.
Can't change the world on your own.
What choice do I have? You're too busy swimming.
Rachel, all this, it's not me. It's inside. I am more.
Bruce, deep down, you may still be that same great kid you used to be. But it's not who you are underneath. It's what you do that defines you.
Characters are defined by their actions. That's a great line. Katie Holmes, 45 today. So we've got some more texts here. Our question tonight, do you send Christmas cards out? Or are they a thing of the past? And I've got one that just said yes. So I assume that means yes. I still send them out. This is from the 608. Hey, Pete, Ross from Soldiers Grove. I'm above middle age, and I used to send a few cards, probably out of tradition from my parents, but not anymore. I get one from a sister. Otherwise, usually, I'm getting Christmas cards from businesses. I'm like you. I think it's nice to get a card, but I don't send them. There you go, Ross. We're both hypocrites. I can live with that because we're good to ourselves. Here's another one from the 920. I buy the cards and have good intentions, but somehow they never get done. So someone has a huge stack of Christmas cards at their house. That's kind of cool. You'll get to it. So that's our question tonight. Do you still send out Christmas cards or is it a thing of the past? Let us know. 920-264-0606. I'm told we have a resident Batman expert waiting to talk with us. That's coming up in just a couple minutes. This is Pete Schwabba, and you're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson.
Texas Governor Abbott signing into law a measure giving police the power to make arrests of people crossing the border from Mexico illegally and judges' authority to sentence repeat offenders to prison.
Joe Biden's deliberate inaction has decimated America.
The law being challenged by the ACLU, the U.S. and other nations creating a new force to protect commercial ships in the Red Sea that have come under attack by drones and ballistic missiles fired from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen, says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Three elderly Israeli men among the hostages of Hamas pleading for their release in a new video released by Hamas, a daughter of one of them.
They lost weight and they seem to be weak.
Gasoline prices going down some more in the past week, says the Energy Department. In many states, under $3 a gallon. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will begin offering abortion services in Sheboygan again before the end of the year. Planned Parenthood began offering abortions in Madison and Milwaukee in September, but we're waiting to beef up their staff in Sheboygan before starting there again. Sheboygan County DA Joel Ermansky says that he will respect a ruling from a Dane County judge earlier this month that said that the law that was interpreted as an abortion ban is actually a ban on non-consensual fetuses. Governor Evers might consider sending the National Guard into understaffed state prisons. That's what some advocates and families of inmates would like him to do. The Department of Corrections says state prisons in Wisconsin are 29% short-staffed. Advocates say that's making conditions isolated, dangerous, dirty, and generally unhealthy behind bars. Evers' office has not said what he might do. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight, lows into the single digits. More sunshine than clouds with a little less wind for tomorrow, highs in the low 30s. Sunshine's back and warming up to the mid-30s on Wednesday. Clouds return Thursday, high upper 30s with a slight chance of rain. Currently, we're at 8.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabo. We're broadcasting live from the City Deck in Green Bay at the WGBW studios. And you probably recognize that music if you're old. Like me, I'm old enough. I grew up, that was my first exposure to Batman was the 1970s TV show where Bruce Wayne was in the, or Batman was in the huge, like, kind of briefs. And we were able, but the reason we're talking about Batman is because George Clooney says there are not enough drugs in the world to get him to play Batman again. And I don't really see that people are really demanding that because he made a really bad Batman movie. So just to bring this to you guys and share this with you, we tracked down Mike Toomey. He's a comedian and he's a WGN morning host in Chicago, but he knows Batman more than anybody I know. We had to get Mike's opinion. He is with us now. I am proud and honored to welcome renowned stand-up comedian Mike Toomey. Hey, Mike.
Well, Pete, I don't know if I deserve all that kind of.
Are you saying I built you up too much?
I'm so happy to be joining you right now.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And I don't know. First of all, I just want to say Mike does a Christmas show in Southeast Wisconsin. Is it Kenosha, Mike?
Well, this year it was in Kansasville, which is, it's near Racine. It's near, I forget what else it's near, but it's out there.
Yeah.
It's not far. Okay. It's not far.
And you've been doing it for years now, and it's like a big hit down there, right?
It is. It does really well, and people come out to see it, and then I end up doing a couple, or at least one, in Illinois as well. And this year I did it at Rosemont Zanies.
Oh, very nice. Okay, so this Wisconsin show, I'm sure you sell out, but I can tell people now and get a head start for next year. Can they buy tickets already?
No, they're going to have to probably wait till like October. I appreciate that you're giving everybody a heads up.
Well, it's a great show. It gets great reviews. I highly recommend it next year. Go see Mike Toomey, wherever the show is. You can follow him on Twitter or Facebook or whatever and get the details because it's a really great show. But
thank you.
Mike, you're welcome. You and I did stand-up for years. I remember you talking about Batman almost incessantly, almost ad nauseum.
Yes.
And you're a fan. What do you think about this George Clooney news? I mean, he's acting like everybody's calling for him to play Batman. Does anybody care?
No, you know, first off, he's in his 60s, and there is no iteration of Batman in his 60s in any of the comics. There's an older Batman in The Dark Knight Returns, but there's a cartoon series called, what is it called, where a kid is Batman and Bruce Wayne trains him. Batman Beyond, it's called.
Oh, yeah.
He could do that, but you're right. Nobody's asking him to do it. He just feels so terribly about how that turned out that he's saying he's almost like fending you off if you're about to attack him, you're about to make fun of him. It's like you're about to make fun of him. No, that movie sucked. I don't want anything to ever do with any Batman ever again. You know,
right? It's like, he's like making fun of the nipple suit. It's like, you know, you could have said no to that. Don't throw the wardrobe department under the bus. You're George Clooney.
Right. And he said, you know, he took it for commercial reasons because he thought it'd be successful because it was a booming franchise. And it wasn't long after they even started shooting it where he started giving little clues. Like he'd say stuff like, boy, I hope I'm not the guy to run this into the ground. Boy, I hope I don't. The movie wasn't even out yet. And he was saying things like that. You know, if you've seen it, right? You've seen it, right?
Oh, it's so bad. Years ago.
They're playing hockey with a giant diamond.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
And then he pulls out his credit card, and it has a bat insignia on it, and he pulls it out of his belt and goes, don't leave home without it, and then puts it back in his belt.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, because that's what Batman wants is a lot of attention to himself.
Right.
He has a vanity card. That movie, Mike, got 11% on Rotten Tomatoes from critics and 16% from audience. Like usually the audience still likes it because it's Batman or it's some big caramel comic book character. 16%. That's hard to do.
Well, here's why it got that high. because people go in who love the character and they just want to see that character come to life on screen.
Yeah.
And then they watch, they go, there he is. And then they leave and then they get home and then a few years pass and they're like, what was I watching?
They get home and they feel sick to their stomach and they can't figure out why.
Yeah. And they can't go to sleep. Like they'll fall asleep for a minute and then they'll get up out of bed.
So, all right. So you are such a fan of Batman. The word on the street is, and I've got my ear to the ground. You can channel previous Batmans. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, I can do that.
How do you...
it's not all of them, but some of them, the ones who have left us on occasion. Yes. I've been able to channel and reach. Yes.
Do you think you could try? My guest, by the way, is Mike Toomey. He's a phenomenal comedian and he's on the WGN Morning Show. If you're listening from Chicago, we're talking about Batman and George Clooney saying he will never play Batman again. And I know Mike is the biggest fan. And if you think, do you think it's something you could channel tonight on the show here?
Sure. Let me see what I can do here.
This is
let me see if I can slowly,
cutting in
slowly,
radio.
Let me see if I can slowly morph into the Cape Crusader. Mr. Schwabo, what a pleasure to join you.
Is this Adam
on
West?
Your show. It is. And I tell you what, I'm up in the clouds and I'm enjoying this conversation because when I wanted George Clooney, I said, you're out of your mind.
Well, now, Adam, didn't you, when they were casting Michael Keaton, didn't you say you wanted to play Batman and you were probably as old as Clooney? And I mean no disrespect.
I was 60 at the time. I wanted it so badly. In the movie, they tried Keaton, and that didn't work. And then they tried Kilmer, but he was a jerk. And then it was Clooney. But what about West? Don't they know that I'm the best?
Very nicely done, Adam. Hey, so Adam, you guys did a Batman movie in the 70s that didn't get great reviews, but it's kind of become like a cult favorite. How did you feel about that at the time? Did you feel like that was your Clooney moment in the Batman suit?
Of course not. I never disrespect the role that made me who I am. We took a little break between season one and season two. And because of that movie budget, we were afforded a bat copter and a bat cycle. I'll never complain about that. It was where we matched wits with not just the Joker, but the Joker, the Penguin, the Riddler.
Yeah. You guys had your work cut out for you. You took a break. Is that when you put all the weight on for the second part? Or?
Yeah. It was pure West. There was no added weight. Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah.
Hello? Sure. Hello?
Adam's getting a call, I think.
Hello? Who's this?
Oh, this is Pete Schwabe with Nightlight on Civic Media.
Hello. Hello, Peter.
Who's that? What happened to Adam?
Adam is standing by. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Lewis Wilson. I played the first Batman on the movie screen in 1943. The Dr. Ducker.
Wow. Well, this is a real honor. Are you?
Well, don't listen to him, Peter. You talk about my briefs. He could have had nipples on his suit, but his briefs were so high you couldn't even tell if he had them.
Well, listen.
That was very droll, Adam.
So do you guys hang out there? And I assume you're both in heaven if you're in the clouds. You guys pal around up there?
Not really, Keith. He sort of resents me because I originated the role. And not only that, my career thrived after Batman, whereas he was doing movies like The Happy Hooker Goes to Hollywood and Hooper with Burt Reynolds.
Oh, dear.
Well, I don't think any of those comments are very funny, nor are they warranted, Lewis.
Hey, guys, I don't mean to... If I could ask this without starting anything, who do you think could take who? Who would kick some butt there?
I think I'd be able to put him away because of modern weight training. In the 40s, there wasn't any real conditioning.
Right. They just had medicine balls.
To be honest with you, Peter, I think Robert Lowry could have taken both of us. He played Batman in 1949.
Oh, is that true? Is he there too?
He is not. He is not only dead, also dead and dead.
Wow. Well, you guys, this is so great having you guys here. I was not expecting this. I just thought Mike Toomey would come on and we'd talk a little Batman, but we got an added bonus. We've got Adam West
and Lewis Wilson.
Lewis Wilson, who both
donned
the cape in that iconic role. This is so exciting.
Pete, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
After I left the role, I went into a wonderful career of acting and directing, and I made some movies in the 90s that appeared on Cinemax.
Is that true?
Yes, I directed and acted in both of them.
Oh, what were they called? Where can we see them? Still in, well,
one
Cinemax
of them is called Affair of the Heart, and heart is spelled H-A-R-T. It's about a young model named Josie who takes a trip on a plane and has a magical visit with a fellow passenger, and she's desperately racing to get home and be as a part of my calendar.
Oh.
I'm the director. And I play the director in the movie, and I'm the director.
Oh, my God.
Is he done yet?
So wait a
minute.
Is
this guy done yet? Yeah. Is he done yet?
Well,
oh, my God.
Adam,
my eyes are rolling back into my cowl.
I can tell you're getting upset, and I apologize, but this is kind of interesting. I've never talked to anybody from Beyond the Grave before, and especially not a guy who played Batman and went on to have a career making, you know, Skinamax films. That's pretty exciting.
I wouldn't call them that, Pete. They were topless, but that was it.
Okay. Well, I meant no disrespect. So Heart, Affair of the Heart, H-A-R-T. And I assume the main character's name is Heart?
Yes, her name is Josie Hart, and she was a model and also a columnist. And in the movie, wow. I'm putting together...
A model and a columnist?
Yes. And in the movie, I'm putting together a calendar. And Josie has to make the deadline because she's December.
Oh, wow. That must be stressful.
In the movie, we're going through every month, hoping that Josie makes it in time.
Oh, that seems like it'd get a little repetitive.
Well, it sounds like a pile of crap, if you ask me. No.
Listen,
why
Adam,
don't you go at the happy hooker, what she's doing?
You guys, listen, I think you're both treasures, Adam and Lewis. Thank you for letting Mike channel you. This has been great. And I hope you guys, I don't know who God's favorite is, but I'm sure he likes both of you, or she, for that matter. Thank you.
I believe God likes West is the best. Just ask Jim Morrison. He's up here, and he says the West is the best.
Adam, you're just kind of rambling on, I think, a little bit. I mean,
twinkle, twinkle, little bat, how I wonder where you're at.
That is
the West is the best, baby.
That is Mike Toomey, and he was nice enough. Mike, what? I don't know how you do that, but thank you. Those guys were both great. And I think we broke some radio ground here tonight, thanks to you.
That took a lot out of me.
I was just going to say, you got these other people speaking through you. That must be exhausting.
Oh, my God, my head hurts.
So who is your favorite, Mike, out of those two, out of Lewis Winston and Adam West?
Lewis Wilson. Adam
West
is my absolute favorite.
Don't you think Winston would have been a better last name, though? Lewis Winston. I kind of like the way that sounds better.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that they brought up Robert Lowry, who was also a good Batman.
Yeah, that was kind of a curveball. I wasn't expecting him to say that. So, Mike, Mike, can you hang around for 60 seconds? We just got to do some really quick business. I want to find out who your favorite Batman is, and I got a few holiday questions for you. Is that okay? Mike? Do we lose Mike, Conrad?
We lost. I hope he comes right back.
Well, let's see if we can get him back. I want to ask him who his favorite Batman was. And,
oh, there he is.
Oh, Mike, you're back. Welcome back, Mike.
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
I think it was West. I think he just didn't like
West,
the direction.
It was West from beyond the connection.
That's the only thing I could think it would be. What I was saying, we just have to do a quick commercial, and then I want to ask you some Christmas questions. Can you hang for like 60 seconds while we do some business here?
Sure can.
And I'm gonna put you on the spot. I'm gonna ask you who your favorite Batman is too.
Okay.
So get some rest, get a cold compress. I know that's hard when you channel the dead. It's Mike Toomey. We'll be right back with more of Mike. And let us know, are Christmas cards a thing of the past, or do you still send them? Text us and let us know on the app or at 920-264-0606. We'll ask Mike Toomey that too. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Coming from the room next door, my mother laughed the way some ladies do. When it's late in the evening and all the music's seeping through.
Young man, next thing I remember, I was walking down the street. I was feeling all right, I'm with my boys, I'm with my troops, yeah. Down along the avenue, some guys were shooting pool, and I heard the sound of acapella groove.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Come on.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. Thanks for being with me on a Monday night. The last Monday before Christmas. That's exciting. We got a few texts here about our question of the night, which is, are Christmas cards a thing of the past? Do you still do them? I'd like to know. From the 502, I don't even know where that is. I got divorced and that took care of that. No more. But I do like getting them. Smiley emoji. And then from the 920, I guess it would be. Love getting Christmas cards, but they remind me so much of Instagram. Everyone else living a perfectly beautiful life. That is true. Mike Toomey is with me. Mike, do you send Christmas cards out?
No. You know what? You know those Christmas cards where people like write their whole everything that happened over the last
Christmas
year?
Christmas letters, yes.
Yeah. What I do is I go to people's house and tell them.
Individually.
Yeah. Like I'll knock on their door and then when they open I say hi and then I proceed. I have it memorized because I've done it so many times.
That is brilliant. Well, what do you mean memorized? Yeah, it's fun. The news is different every year, isn't it, with your family?
No, like for this year, like I go to several homes to tell the same story.
Oh, that's fantastic. People must love that.
Fun. Yeah, they like it.
So is there something new we should I get those too, and I'm telling you. Sometimes I enjoy reading them, and other times it's like, you know, Uncle Bob hasn't had a BM in months. We're hopeful. You know, right. So it's like, wow, really? Do you think he wants you to say that? I don't know.
Right.
I don't get it. But that's pretty cool. I like the door-to-door approach. Although, you know, I don't know. So what do you do? Mike, I got another question for you. Eggnog, delicious or disgusting?
I'm going to go both ways because when I was a kid, I used to like it a lot, okay? And now, because I'm an adult, I look at that and go, what the hell were we thinking? To me, this is the thickest liquid known to man. And I'm going to give you a little experiment. Eggnog is the only drink that you finish and the glass still looks full after you're through with it.
Oh, that's really gross. So I'm going to put you in the gross column. Do you keep it in the house, like for the holidays? Is it there?
It currently is not, actually.
Does your wife or the kids like it?
Nah, I might get some. They're all coming over. But, you know, I like to usually order it when I go to restaurants so that the server can say, sorry, sir, we're out of eggnog. Perhaps you'd care to chug this pancake batter in its place.
That would be more appealing to me, personally.
And then I say, yes, I'm hoping to have a heart attack by 7.
Do you know the Heimlich maneuver? Yeah, sure, bring it on. Okay. Real tree, Mike?
The only time you need a Heimlich maneuver for liquid.
That's where I was going with that. I'm glad you caught that. When it comes to a Christmas tree, real or fake?
Well, again, it was different in the past. When the kids were little, we would all get in the car and go pick one out and bring it home and put it up. Now, we just pull one out of the basement and, you know, it's fake.
Okay. And you prefer that?
Correct.
Yeah, same. A lot less messy, I think.
Yeah.
All right, so favorite Christmas movie, Mike? What are we looking at?
I would have to say Miracle on 34th Street with Edmund Quinn.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
The black and white or the colorized version?
The black and white. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. The colorized version is fine.
Yeah.
But that's just remember watching as a kid, kind of.
Sure. That's a good one. Yeah, I haven't seen that in years. I'll have to rewatch that. What about It's a Wonderful Life, Christmas Vacation? You into those?
I am, but you know, there's another movie called Santa's Sleigh, and it's spelled S-L-A-Y. And at some point in that movie, Santa Claus drowns Fran Drescher in a bowl of eggnog.
I think that just tied this entire conversation together.
Yes.
Wow.
And I'm not even kidding. YouTube it. Type in Santa's Sleigh, eggnog scene, Fran Drescher, and it's there.
Is it a comedy or like a Violent Night type movie?
It's supposed to be scary, but they put funny things like that in there.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. And then last Christmas question for you, Mike. Favorite carol? And what is the most overplayed Christmas carol in your opinion?
My favorite carol would have to be Brady, and second would be the secretary on the Bob Newhart show.
Carol Brady? Okay. Who sang a few Christmas songs in her time? Florence Henderson.
Yeah.
And then yeah, I'm with you on the Bob Newhart thing, but let's just say Christmas song.
Okay, that I like?
Yeah. Well, the one you like and then one you think is horribly overplayed.
Okay. I really enjoy Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas because there's so many versions of it.
Yeah.
And the words are good. It's you know, it's about getting the family together.
Yeah, sweet.
I like it. The worst Christmas song, maybe even the worst song ever written, was The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come on. You're heartless.
It's like songwriters, you know, when they like get to a part where they get stuck, so they go, we'll go back to that part.
Right.
Where they go, what do we do with that part? Blah, 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 blah. We'll get back to that. I can't. Blah, 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 blah. We'll get back to that.
Right. And they never did.
But, right. And then you listen to it. It's like, okay, where were this kid's parents? Like, it's the middle of the night and he's in a stable playing drum for a baby that was born in there. Where were his parents?
It was a different time, Mike. They didn't have the internet. You know, they didn't know what was out there. The world seemed like a much safer, more real place.
Right? He didn't have his phone. His parents couldn't call him. He couldn't send a ping.
Right.
Like his parents didn't get up and go, hey, where's Jimmy?
His drum's gone, too. What the H?
Yeah.
I'm with you. All right, we just have a few seconds left, Mike. Oh, by the way, Google the Jessica Simpson and her sister singing Little Drummer Boy and trying to be sexy. It's horrible. So I'll just leave that, and we'll talk about that another time. But who is your favorite Batman? Just a couple seconds.
All right, let me just say this before we go.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson singing Winter Wonderland with Ozzy Osbourne is worth a look as well.
I've seen that. She's trying to be sexy in that, too. Don't be sexy during Christmas carols. There's a time and a place for that.
You're right. I have to go West because I grew up with West and I love him and I got to meet him. So that kind of sways me a little bit, but he was just a fun dude.
Agreed. And that's an awesome Adam West you do. I mean, that you channel. Fantastic stuff. Mike, thanks so much for your time tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Pete.
All right. That's Mike Toomey, the great stand-up comic and WGN-TV personality. When we come back, I'm going to talk to someone who made a 10-year anniversary video for Giannis. It's the 10-year anniversary of his first start tonight. And we're going to talk to the man who made the video. And then Greg Schwemm is coming up later, the nationally syndicated columnist. This is Pete Schwabba. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You pick up little dynamite. I'm going to pick up little gun.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a pickle-ectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.